You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Coastal Psychic Vibe Spiritual School with Kim Dunn.
Kim Dunn.
Search Coastal Psychic Vibe Spiritual School on Facebook.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Coastal Psychic Vibe Spiritual School
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hey everyone, welcome to Coastal Psychic Vibe Spiritual School, episode 12. I'm your host today, Kim Dunk, coming all the way from the beautiful Summerland Point in New South Wales, Australia. And this week, we're going to look at guidance and soul reflection. We'll be looking at the honouring your journey, receiving guidance for your next chapter. So we've arrived at the final week of the Awaken and Anchor journey. Before anything else, I just want to acknowledge something. If you've been walking through this work, healing, feeling, processing, awakening, and reconnecting with yourself, that takes courage. And because you're not, and that's not always as easy as people think. There's a lot of work involved. And, you know, it really does change who you are. And, you know, at this point of the journey, you certainly aren't that same person that you started the journey in. You know, healing may not always look very dramatic, but in those small internal shifts, you know, there are changes happening and you might not realize it, but those small internal shifts do change everything. You know, I intentionally placed the tarot in the final week of this journey, not because tarot predicts your future, but it does really create reflection, awareness, clarity, and confirmation. Earlier in the journey, we focused on the nervous system, emotional processing, inner child work, energetic clearing, and purpose alignment. So before receiving deeper guidance, we really need first to have that grounding, that emotional safety, that connection to yourself. See, tarot becomes much more powerful when you're no longer searching outside of yourself for the answers. And I think, you know, tarot is definitely a misunderstood in certain times and certain people. You know, people think sometimes that tarot is more about the fear, predicting doom, or even giving your power away. But for me, tarot is a tool for reflection, guidance, awareness, and a deeper understanding. Tarot doesn't it doesn't tell you who you are. It really reflects where you are energetically and what you may be moving through. You know, what's asking for your attention right now and what potential pathways are opening up for you. Tarot doesn't replace your intuition. It simply strengthens your connection to it. When I first started learning tarot, I didn't realize it was just, you know, about the cards. You know, it's actually about the energy, your intuition, symbolism, emotion, and understanding people at a deeper level. And over time, I saw how tarot could really help people feel validated, gain clarity, understand their patterns, and reconnect with themselves. Sometimes during a reading, themes repeat, emotional patterns appear, fears surface, strengths become visible, or soul lessons become clearer. And often, people really feel that truth already inside of them. And tarot simply just brings this awareness to it. You know, a card may reflect the need for boundaries, emotional healing, trusting your intuition, releasing old patterns, stepping into alignment, or preparing for that new chapter. The cards don't create your path. They really just illuminate what's already unfolding for you. And this final week is also about reflection, looking back at how far you've come, what you've released, and what is now your understanding and who you are becoming. Because healing is not about becoming someone new. It's about reconnecting with you, with who you truly are underneath all of those survival patterns. So just pause for a moment with me now. Take a long, deep breath in and a long, deep breath out. And simply ask yourself these questions. What has shifted within me during this journey? What am I no longer willing to carry? What version of myself am I stepping into now? Take another deep breath and just allow whatever comes up. Judgment, pressure, just awareness. So if you take anything from this final week, let it be this. You are not broken. You are not behind. You are awakening. You were never meant to stay the same forever. Healing, awakening, and transformation are about coming home to yourself. And as you move through this chapter, you may continue to please trust yourself continually, honor your intuition, protect your energy, remember your worth, because everything you've been searching for has already been within you. And remember, you are the creator of your reality. If you'd like any more information on my 12-week Awaken and Anchor program, be sure to go to my website, www.coastalpsychicvibes.com, or my Facebook page, Coastal Psychic Page, Spiritual School. Okay, that's enough of me talking. Let's have a look at our first beautiful caller. Stop here. Corrine. Hey, Corrine, how are you?
Not bad. Hi, Kim. What I was wondering is what possibly is ahead of me within maybe 6 to 8 months?
Yep, carry you through for the rest of the year. Let's have a look for you, Corrine. And where are you calling from tonight, Corrine?
I'm actually calling from Canada.
Oh, beautiful.
Winnipeg.
And how's your day been today?
Oh, it's very hot here.
Oh, is it? Okay, nice. Nice. Yes, I know all about the heat living here in Australia.
Okay.
All righty. So we've had a few cards pop out. We've had the King of Air, the Knight of Air, the Nine of Air. Okay, we're about releasing situations that no longer serve you.
Okay.
Focusing on career. Do you have a man in your life at the moment?
No. My husband passed.
Okay.
Is there anything, any message that way?
Yeah. Yeah, sure. Let's have a look at it for you. Card saying that you're very focused and very driven. Something is going to move at quite a very big speed for you. Some unexpected changes coming for you. Good ones, though. Because we are in the year of the one, the year of the horse. We're all about new beginnings, fresh starts. I feel like there's someone or something that you need to release, though, for yourself.
Okay. I'm born in the year of the horse, actually.
Oh, nice. Nice, nice, nice. What's happening with work at the moment?
I'm retired, Kim.
Okay, nice.
Not because I want to but because mobility-wise.
Okay. Okay, the Three of Airs just popped up. This is your husband, the great sadness that will heal with time. Saying you're going through a lot of personal growth at the moment.
Well, I'm learning from a lot of people.
That's good. It's saying that you've had a few sleepless nights. Are you finding trouble sleeping?
Yes, I do. I have a lot of dreams.
Oh, okay. You feel like you're quite psychic as well?
Sometimes. Things come to me, but not often.
Okay. Look, we've all got the gift. It's just a matter of how we tap into it. This card's just saying sleepless nights, refocus your thoughts.
Yeah, I have sleepless nights. I wake up usually around 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yep. Are you sensing your husband around you that time?
Sometimes, but not often.
I feel like he's there. I feel like he's there watching you sleep, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
I feel like it was a very big love. Yeah. He just wants you to try and move on.
Well,
yeah,
it's been a long time.
Wants you to, yeah. Okay.
Do you see anything with my son?
Yeah, let's have a look. Is he going through a bit of a rough time at the moment?
You know, I have no idea. I'll tell you why, Kim. He got married, and that's been 5 years, and I haven't spoken to him since. I don't know what the heck I've done, but maybe I'm no use to him anymore, monetarily.
No, he's still your son. Okay, so maybe that's going back to our second card that popped out, releasing people who no longer serve you.
Maybe I don't serve him.
Yeah. But I feel like it's more to do with a partner, not yourself, not him, more him. It's where the influence is coming, if that makes sense.
Could be.
Yeah.
It could be.
I feel like there's going to come a time in his life that he will come back. I feel like something's going to happen and he's going to need you and your support and your understanding. Just be open.
Well,
you know what I mean?
My door is always
open. I feel that. I feel that. Yeah. I feel like he's in a deep personal growth at the moment, and there's going to be a time where he's going to realize, like, I need you in my life and I'm so sorry. I feel like you're going to get an apology.
Okay. That he will apologize or I will?
Yes, no. He's going to apologize to you.
Okay. Because I really don't know. Yeah, I really don't know what happened.
Yeah. Yeah, no. Let's see if we can get some messages for you. Sorry, got a whole thing out. And they always fall on the ground. They don't fall in front of me nice and easily.
Yeah.
Okay. Need for balance in your life. So what are you doing? What's your hobby? What's your passion?
Believe it or not, when I cook or I make things for people that I really care about, and that's the way I show my love to them, is I
Perfect.
Surprise them with stuff. I
yeah,
have a
perfect.
Wonderful grandson.
Beautiful.
And I dote on him.
Okay. Yep. Perfect. Perfect. Just the Ten of Fire is also telling me health problems due to stress. And I feel like that's stress about the son who haven't spoken to and so forth, and the passing of your husband, et cetera. So just be aware of those things. And, you know, we were talking about the not sleeping before. Have you heard of grounding?
Yes, I have. And do you know that my husband was my grounder?
Okay, so now you need to find another way to ground.
I will look for it.
Okay. Shoes off, feet on the grass, out in nature. I recently, probably about 4 or 6 weeks ago now, I purchased a grounding sheet that goes on my bed, and I actually sleep on that. And you've got the frequency that you're lying on all night. And I tell you, I highly recommend just to get that peaceful night's sleep. But if you can get out into nature, that would absolutely be a net bonus.
Thank you, Kim. You have eased my mind, believe me. It was a pleasure speaking with you, Kim. Thank you again.
You're very welcome. Have a great night.
You too. Thank you. All the best.
All the best. Thank you.
Bye-bye now.
Have a great night. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Righty. Who is our next? Oh, no problem at all. So as you know, we've got the beautiful blue moon coming up this weekend, and its energy is powerful. So please make sure you're releasing anything and everything you no longer serves your highest good this weekend. Be focusing on all the good things in your life that you want to bring through, not necessarily focusing on manifestation, but really just thinking about where your next couple of years want to be. That makes sense. You know, we've all got this beautiful energy surrounding us at the moment, so please make sure that we're making the most of that and spending time in meditation or spending time grounding, as I was saying to our previous caller. All these things are going to help us as we go through. I'm just going to pull one little card here for the collective while we're just waiting for our next caller. Let's see what beautiful things we've got for the collective to come out today. That might help us with our this weekend with this beautiful full moon, please, Spirit. What have we got? What's coming up for the collective over this full moon? Oh, beautiful. Okay. I feel like there could be a lot of relationships that are starting this from this. Make sure that if you're looking for love, make sure that you put your vibes out and be asking the universe to bring that in for you. Okay, is Marcy ready?
Yes.
Hey, Marcy, how are you?
Good, thank you.
That's awesome. Marty, would you just like a general read tonight, or is there some questions that you'd like answered? Or
General would be fine. That would be wonderful.
No problem. Let's see what we can bring up for you. Card has already popped out, so let's have a look at that. Enjoying the fruits of your labors. Hard work that has led to a lovely lifestyle. Happily and successfully self-employed. Enjoying your solitude. Does that sound familiar?
Ah, sounds good.
Are you self-employed or thinking about?
Excuse me?
Are you self-employed?
I had been.
Okay, so you're no longer, though?
No, and then right now I'm in the hospital and I and may not be returning back to the work. So.
Okay. Do you feel like you've been through a spiritual enlightenment? Do you feel like you're going through enlightening at the moment with your spiritual journey?
Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah. Because the card that's come out, the world, and it's spiritual enlightenment, and I feel that you've been going through that for quite some time. Okay, so the one of fire's popped out, and it's saying, be bold and courageous, be optimistic. And I feel like that's going forward, you being to be optimistic. It's saying, do what you're passionate about. So I feel that you're right. I feel like the job that you're going, it won't be going back to. But I feel like this is going to give you the time to find out what you're really passionate about. And do you meditate at all?
Yes.
Great. Keep doing that, because they want you to find what you're passionate about and start going forward with something you're passionate about, because that's where you're going to start making some money. If you could choose anything to do in your life, what would it be?
There's detective sort of stuff, psychic detective.
Okay, so maybe look into the steps on how you can progress in that, if that makes sense. I feel like spirit really wants you to be doing something that you're passionate about. How old are you, may I ask?
How old am I now?
Yeah.
59.
Okay, so you've still got plenty of time left to be, especially doing that kind of work too. So don't dismiss. I feel like spirit really is pushing you to find something that you're passionate about and put all your attention and energy into that going forward in the year. Because it's saying, you know, were you working a lot of hours in your previous job?
Yes.
Okay, yep. Also saying let others help you, okay, because there could be health problems due to the stress. So I feel like spirit really wants you going forward to be looking at something that's going to take you into your final years and something that brings you pleasure and happiness and joy.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Let's see what else is coming up for you. The card's saying that you enjoy your solitude, your time on your own. Is that right?
Yes.
Beautiful. Okay, the Four of Earth has just popped out. It's saying that you manage your resources wisely, that don't need to always see necessarily things in black and white either. There's always grey around, especially in the spirit world. So, and I feel like you're very open to the spirit world. So, yeah, and I feel like that will get better for you. I feel like you will start seeing more more grey area instead of just that pure black and white in your life, if that makes sense. Card's saying that you're very charitable as well, whether it's with family, friends, or organisations. Okay, the release card has popped out. Endings that lead to new beginnings. And I feel like this is the work situation. Spiritual transformation is there for you as well. So you're definitely on that spiritual journey. Okay, you're compassionate, accomplished, charismatic, a time of great success, everything turning out beautifully. And here's the Emperor. Accept a leadership role. So there's definitely some new work coming through, something that you're going to be more passionate about and enjoying, and it's going to be more authentically aligned with you, if that makes sense. And here's the magician for you. Magic is alive. Magic is alive in your life. What you need to be a success will manifest. If you believe it, you can do it. remember, we are the creators of our reality. What we focus on, our mindset, what we're putting our energy into, we are bringing into our reality. So make sure that that positive mindset is really aligned, and because the wheel has come out as well for you. A fresh start, the end of delays, a very positive change in your life. And there's also the travel in there as well. Have you thought about doing any travel?
It would be nice.
Yeah, it's definitely open to it. So, again, if it would be nice, focus on it. Find somewhere that that interests you. Make it happen. You know what I mean? Life is too short. This year, we're almost in the middle of the year already. It just started 2 seconds ago. You know what I mean? Time is flying through. So, yeah, make every second, every energy count for yourself.
Oh, definitely, yes.
But, yeah, use that time in solitude. Use that time in meditation to really hone in on about where your life is going and where you want it to go, and make it happen. You know, as I said, you're the creator. Allow it to happen. Talk to the universe. Stop expecting the worst. You're allowing worry to grow out of proportion.
Not on purpose.
Oh yeah, no, of course. Okay, it's saying, look, everything happens for a reason. Okay, so you're in hospital now for a reason, and this is going to give you the personal growth to make this rest of your life, make your dreams come true. Okay. The last little message here is saying, look for hidden blessings. I feel like your spirit team, your angels are trying to send messages to you. So be open, whether it's lyrics in a song, whether it's angel number, whether it's a gut feeling, anything, but just be looking out for those beautiful signs, because I really feel like they would love to talk to you and allow you to really make your dreams come true. Let's see if there's one last one here for you. Well, we've got last minute. Oh, here they are. An exciting career opportunity. It's all around your work. Okay, a time for resting and planning for your future. Unnecessary worry. Create something extraordinary, they're saying, for yourself.